The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Happy Independence Day. It is Independence Day. That is the name of the holiday. It's on your calendar. It's a federal holiday, Independence Day. I have a pet peeve, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to admit it to you right now. A lot of people out there go, have a happy 4th. Hey, happy 4th. Have a great 4th. There's no holiday called the 4th. It's Independence Day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Independence Day. Well, everyone has a little pet peeve, I guess. That's one of mine. On the show today, ladies and gentlemen, historian, author, Fox contributor, Jane Hampton Cook. She's going to give us an inside look at what the founders thought of, what they were going through, and what the birthday of this republic is all about. We're going to look at the flag. What do the colors red, white, and blue mean? We're going to talk about how they came together as patriots, put differences aside, circled their wagons, and supported each other in the birthing of our republic. And I'm going to recite a little bit about what Rush Limbaugh used to talk about every 4th of July as he celebrated Independence Day. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is upon you. Are you ready? Happy Independence Day. Let's go.
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Happy Independence Day. This is where truth, liberty, justice, and the conservative way flow down to you like manna from heaven, creating the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. Glad that you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no secret that Rush Limbaugh is one of the men in this country that I looked up to. You can see his picture back here autographed to me that he gave to me several years ago. I had the honor of being on his show as a caller about 2 weeks before he died, and we had a conversation about the meaning of life and about how I thought he fulfilled the meaning of life by entering into the lives of all of us and making differences for the better. So I want to relive part of what Rush's Independence Day message was all about, a piece of literature that was written by his dad. Back in the day, his dad was, according to Rush and all accounts, a very talented writer and orator. And I want to use what Rush used to talk about to talk to you about the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence in honor of them, in honor of what they went through to create, to birth this republic. And I have said many times, this is no secret to those of you who watch this show, our republic is a covenant nation inspired by God, and our founding documents are inspired by God and written by men. But what kind of men were the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence who adopted it by their signing and doing so committed treason against the British crown? Franklin, Adams, Jefferson. They're almost as familiar as household words to us, most of these people. I wonder what, in today's schools, if we were to take a poll, I wonder how many kids would recognize those names. Franklin, Adams, Hancock, Jefferson. I would suppose that we'd be lucky if some of these men's statues weren't toppled. The riots that were put upon us by the Communist Socialist Party and Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Most of us, however, although we know these men, don't know much else about any of the other signers of the Declaration of Independence. And I think it's fair and right that we talk about them, to talk about who they were, to discuss what happened to them. What did they risk? Because when we juxtapose what we think we might want to risk against what they risked, Do we hit their mark? Do we hit the standard that they put forth? And I would guess that many of you are somewhat surprised that there were very famous names that were not there during the ratification and discussion of the Declaration of Independence. George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Patrick Henry were all somewhere else. Not that they didn't have important things to do, but they weren't gathered for this meeting where the Declaration of Independence was adopted and ratified on July 4th of 1776. Of all of the men, Benjamin Franklin was really the only old person there. 18 of the 56 people were under age 40. Three of them were in their 20s. One of the 56, when you look at all of the 56 combined, almost half of them, 24 men, were judges and lawyers. 11 of them were merchants, 9 were landowners and farmers, and the remaining 12 men were doctors, ministers, and politicians. And with only a few exceptions, such as Samuel Adams, who was a well-known figure of the day, he's from Massachusetts, they were all men of substantial property. All of them had much to lose. All but two of them had families. The vast majority of them were educated. They were men of education. They were men of standing in their communities. They had economic security, as few people back in that day actually had. Each had more, and this is important to realize, each had more to lose from revolution than they did to gain by it. Amazing. John Hancock, one of the richest men in America. That signature is famous. It's the biggest, the largest signature on the Declaration. He already, at that time, had a price on his head of 500 pounds from the British crown. And he signed in those enormous letters so His Majesty wouldn't have to put on his spectacles to read the signature at the end, at the bottom of that document. Benjamin Franklin, always a bit of a humorist, he said that, quote, "Indeed, we must all hang together, otherwise we shall most assuredly hang separately." And then there was Benjamin Harrison. Benjamin Harrison was fat. He was portly, as we say, portly. He was from Virginia, and he told this little tiny Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, a small man, he said, "With me, it'll be all over in a minute, but you will be dancing on air for an hour after I'm gone." They jested and they joked because they wanted to relieve the anxiety and the tension that they felt. It was heavy what they were doing. They knew what they risked. The penalty for treason was death by hanging. And remember, there was already a British fleet of ships at port and anchored in New York Harbor. They were serious men. They were not dreamy-eyed intellectuals or draft card burners. They weren't hippies. They weren't from hot-eyed fanatics yammering for change. They weren't having pallets of bricks or stones delivered to the street so that they could loot, riot, commit arson and anarchy. They simply asked for the status quo. It was change that they resisted. It was equality with the mother country that they wanted. It was taxation with representation that they were after. They were all conservatives, yet they rebelled. It was principle, not property, that had brought these men to Philadelphia. Two of them became presidents of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Seven of them became state governors. One died in office as vice president of the United States. Several would go on to be United States senators. One, the richest man in America at the time, in 1828, founded the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. One, a delegate from Philadelphia, was the only real poet, musician, and philosopher of all of the signers. It was he, Francis Hopkins, worth noting, not Betsy Ross, who designed the United States flag. So this is the makeup of the 56 men. Let me continue on. And again, all thanks to Rush Limbaugh and his father for many years pointing this out on their Independence Day show. Richard Henry Lee, he was a delegate from Virginia. He had introduced the resolution to adopt the Declaration of Independence back in June of 1776, but he was prophetic in his concluding remarks. And I love this. I'm going to quote directly from him. "Why then, sir? Why do we longer delay? Why still deliberate? Let this happy day give birth to the American Republic. Let her arise not to devastate and not to conquer, but to reestablish the reign of peace and law. The eyes of Europe are fixed upon us. She demands of us a living example of freedom that may exhibit a contrast in the felicity of the citizen to the ever-increasing tyranny which desolates her polluted shores. She invites us to prepare an asylum where the unhappy may find solace and the persecuted riposte. If we are not on this day wanting in our duty, the names of the American legislatures of 1776 will be placed by posterity at the side of all those whose memory has been and ever will be dear to the virtuous men and good citizens." End quote. I love that quote. Though the resolution was formally adopted on July 4th, as we all know, it was not until July 8th that two of the states authorized their delegates to sign it. And it was not until August 2nd that the signers met at Philadelphia to actually put their names, sign their names on the declaration itself. William Ellerly, he was a delegate from Rhode Island, was curious to see the signers' faces. He wanted to see them as they committed this supreme act of personal courage, because it must be a brave act to put your name on that list. It's treason, after all. He saw some men sign quickly, but he also said in his writings, quote, "But in no face was I able to discern real fear." Stephen Hopkins, he was Ellerly's colleague from Rhode Island. He was a man over 60 years old. And as he signed with a shaky pen, he declared, "My hand trembles, but my heart does not." This was what they called a most glorious service, ladies and gentlemen, to our country. And how often, when we see what's going on, are we troubled to get up because we've just gotten home from a long day at work and we don't want to go to a school board meeting. We don't want to go to a county legislature meeting. We don't want to get involved in our local, whether we're tired or worn out, because we don't want to be bullied or ridiculed. We don't want to be ostracized from our families or our communities. Even before this list of names was published, the British marked down every member of Congress that they suspected had put their names on that document. Some were taken. Some, like Thomas Jefferson, had narrow escapes. All of them had property or families that were near British strongholds. All of them who had such property suffered. Francis Lewis, he was from New York. He saw his home plundered, his estate in what is now Harlem were completely destroyed by British soldiers. Mrs. Lewis, his wife, was captured and treated with great brutality. She was later exchanged for two British prisoners through the efforts of Congress, but because of her treatment, she later died. William Floyd was another New York delegate. He was able to escape with his wife and children across Long Island Sound to Connecticut, where they lived as refugees without income for 7 years. When they came home, they found a devastated ruin. Phillips Livingstone and all of his great holdings in New York were confiscated, his family driven out of their home. Livingstone died in 1778, still working in Congress for the cause of freedom. Lewis Morris, he was the fourth New York delegate. He saw his timber, his crops, all of his livestock taken. For 7 years, he was barred from seeing his home and his family. John Hart of Trenton, New Jersey, risked his life to return home to see his dying wife. Hessian soldiers rode after him. He escaped into the woods, but his wife was still on her deathbed. The soldiers ruined his farm, wrecked his homestead. He was 65 years old, and he slept in caves and woods, and he was hunted across the countryside. After a long time, emancipated by hardship, he was able to sneak home, and he found his wife had already been buried. His 13 children had been taken away. He never saw them again. He died a broken man in 1779 without ever finding his family. Dr. John Witherspoon, he was a signer. He was president of the College of New Jersey, which would later become Princeton. The British occupied the town of Princeton and billeted troops in that college, and they trampled and they burned the finest college library in the country. There was Judge Richard Stockton, another New Jersey delegate and a signer. He rushed back to his estate in an effort to evacuate his wife and his children. The family found refuge with friends, but a Tory sympathizer betrayed them. Judge Stockton was pulled from bed in the night and brutally beaten by the arresting soldiers. Thrown into a common jail, he was deliberately starved. Congress finally arranged for his parole, but his health was ruined. The judge was released as an invalid, and when he could no longer harm the British cause, the British said, okay, he can go now. He was able to go home, but he found it looted, and he did not live to see the triumph of the revolution. His family was forced to live off of charity. Robert Morris, a merchant prince of Philadelphia, he was a delegate and a signer. He met Washington's appeals and pleas. He answered them for money year after year after year. He made and raised arms and provisions, what made it possible for Washington to cross the Delaware River at Trenton. In the process, he lost 150 ships at sea. He was bleeding from his own fortune, and his credit was almost dry. There was George Clymer from Pennsylvania. He escaped with his family from their home, but their property was completely destroyed by the British. Dr. Benjamin Rush, also from Pennsylvania, forced to flee over to Maryland. He was a heroic surgeon with the army, and he had several narrow escapes from death. John Martin was a Tory in his previous life, in his previous days of youth, but his views changed. He lived a strongly patriotic life, and when he came out for independence, most of his neighbors and even some of his own family ostracized him. He was a sensitive and troubled man, and many believed that all of these actions are what led to him and die in 1777. His last words to the people who ostracized him, who tormented him, who betrayed him, were, and I quote, "Tell them that they will live to see the hour when they shall acknowledge it, the signing of the Declaration, to have been the most glorious service that I have ever rendered my country." In spite of all that he went through, ladies and gentlemen, still the signing, what was really at the cause of all of his persecution, "The most glorious service that I've ever rendered my country." Such patriotism. William Ellerly, he was from Rhode Island. He saw his property burned and all to the ground. Again, persecution from the British soldiers. Thomas Lynch Jr. from South Carolina. He had his health broken from privation and exposure while serving as a commander in the military. His doctors ordered him to seek a cure in the West Indies, and on the voyage, he and his young bride were drowned at sea. Edward Rutledge, Arthur Middleton, and Thomas Hayward. The other three South Carolina signers, they were taken by the British at the Siege of Charleston. They were carried as prisoners of war to St. Augustine, Florida, where they were singled out for all of their indignities and all of their crimes, their treason. They were exchanged later at the end of the war, the British, in the meantime, having completely devastated their large land holdings and their estates. They had nothing left. Thomas Nelson, a signer of the Declaration from Virginia. He was at the front in the command of the Virginia military forces with British General Charles Cornwallis in Yorktown Fire from 70 American guns began to destroy Yorktown piece by piece. Lord Cornwallis and his staff moved their headquarters into Nelson's palatial home, and while American cannonballs were flying, making devastation and shambles of that town, the house of Governor Nelson remained untouched. Nelson turned enraged to the American gunners and asked, "Why do you spare my house?" They replied, "Sir, out of respect to you." Nelson cried, "Give me the cannon." And he fired on his magnificent home himself, smashing it to bits. But Nelson's sacrifice wasn't quite over even at that. He had raised over $2 million for the Revolutionary War, quite a sum by those standards in those days. He pledged his own estates, his own property, his own treasures, if you will. When the loans came due, a newer peacetime Congress that had come into power refused to honor those loans. Can you imagine? And Nelson's property was forfeited. He was never reimbursed. He died impoverished a few years later at the age of only 50. Lives, ladies and gentlemen, fortunes, honor of those 56 people who signed the Declaration of Independence. Of those 56, nine of them died of wounds or hardships during the war. Five were captured and imprisoned, in each case with brutal treatment. Several lost wives, sons, or entire families. One of them, as I mentioned, lost 13 children. Two wives were brutally treated. All were, at one time or another, the victims of manhunts and driven from their homes. 12 signers of the Declaration of Independence had their homes completely burned. 17 lost everything they owned. Yet not one of them defected or went back on his pledged word. Not one of them abandoned the cause. Their honor and the nation they sacrificed so much to create is still intact, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what I have been telling you on this show, the hope that we have. This nation is still intact. Our republic is not on her deathbed. I want to mention to you Abraham Clark. He gave two sons to the officer corps in the Revolutionary Army. They were captured and sent to that infamous British prison, that hulk of a boat afloat in New York Harbor. They called it the Hell Ship Jersey. 11,000 Americans were there to die. The younger Clarks were treated with special brutality because of their father, of course. One was put in solitary and given no food. With the end almost in sight, with the war almost won, excuse me, could anyone have blamed Abraham Clark for begging for mercy from the king or from Parliament? Please forgive me. I take it all back. The utter despair in this man's heart, the anguish in his very soul, must reach out to each one of us. Each one of us through these 200 some odd years after that, with the answer no. The 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence proved by their every deed, their every action, their every prayer, that they made no idle boast when they composed the most magnificent curtain line in history. And it is this, quote, "And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you all have a copy of the Declaration of Independence somewhere. Please get it out and read every word of it. Sometime this week of our birthday of this republic, please read it. And I'd like to thank Rush Limbaugh and his father for putting those words together. Rush, for reciting this on his show every Independence Day. We have a pack of blessings on our back, ladies and gentlemen. We have founders like this, our republic inspired by God, our founding documents inspired by God, written by men. We are not on our deathbed. We are in a nightmare. Much like what these men experienced, a nightmare. The good news is, of course, we're waking up from the nightmare, and the great reawakening back to the divine providence of God is upon us. Please keep this in mind. Please replay the story of these 56 men. We owe them a debt of gratitude for their lives, for their fortunes, and their sacred honor. I'll be right back with historian, author, and Fox News contributor Jane Hampton Cook right after this. God bless you.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Holy hydrogen, everybody. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas-infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes. It helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less. And less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds. And now here we are well after Christmas. And I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after. And it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. Hey, Lear Capital is over here now. The legacy teller of truth and where you can go for trusted information with regards to the value of gold and precious metals. Listen, the Fed is calling for a recession soon, and Administrator Biden, in my opinion, is going to have inflation at 10%. And when inflation goes up, your retirement savings go down. Ironically, in a recession, the value of gold and precious metals goes up. So you want to diversify your retirement plan with gold and precious metals, go to LearDoug.com, LearDoug.com. Lear Capital was a legacy sponsor of the legendary Rush Limbaugh program, and now they've decided to come over here and sponsor this show, The Right Side with Doug Billings, LearDoug.com, and you can get up to $10,000 of coins based on the amount of gold you purchase over there. LearDoug.com, LearDoug.com. Get up to $10,000 of coins based on the amount of gold that you purchase at LearDoug.com. The folks at Lear Capital know what they're doing. They've given me the link. They've given you the discounts. You reap the benefits. Diversify, my friends. We're in this together. And you need to protect your retirement savings, because with Administrator Biden in control, it could all go downhill quickly. LearDoug.com. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows. The slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks so much for watching us from all around the planet. We appreciate you. And for the emails that come in daily, we get them and we read as many as we can. I always try to make note of the list of places that I find interesting. Argentina, that's a first. Thank you for you all down there. We appreciate it. Brazil, we've seen you before. Thank you. Germany, France, Australia. Yep, you're in our prayers and we are. I see the email that you wrote. It's, you know, the communist socialist wave that's straddling the world right now is not just an American problem. It's a global problem. And so Australia, we are with you. Canada, likewise, we hear you and we see you. We meet, as we say over here, in determined prayer and determined patriotism. So yeah, duly noted. And thank you again. Don't forget DougBillings.us is the website. Head over there and click subscribe. You don't need to subscribe to see these messages and these videos and the shows. They're all over there for free. But if you like the content and if you want to support it, DougBillings.us, the subscription and membership tab over there is where you can do that. Ladies and gentlemen, the birthday of our nation, of our republic, is upon us. Coming up July 4th, we will celebrate our birthday as a nation. And one of our favorite guests, who always gives us a good dose of true history, not muddled and befuddled by groups like the 1619 Project and others, is Jane Cook. And she's back today. I just love Jane and I love what she has to say. She's become a good friend of the show. And so without further ado, we're going to talk about our nation's birthday, the 4th of July, and some of the symbolism and facts behind it all. Hi, Jane.
Hi, it's great to see you, Doug.
Jane, it is good to see you. Happy early 4th of July to you, Independence Day. I always, you know, one thing I on social media, Jane, when people say happy 4th or happy 4th of July, the part of me that likes to be precise, I will reply to folks and say, there's no such holiday as the 4th of July. It's called Independence Day. Can we please start wishing everybody independence? It's just one of those things. I don't know why I get so hung up on that, but it's partly teasing people, but it's teasing them to get to the truth. Happy 4th. There is no holiday called the 4th.
That's right. It is anyway. Independence Day. There's a 4th of July in England, but it's definitely not Independence Day.
Right. So the birth date of the United States, it's a matter of record that we became the United States on July 4th, when our nation was codified by by our founding document. And I want to talk first of all about that. And we were talking offline before the show, as we typically do. There are others out there, the 1619 Project, which I mentioned, which would try to convince us that it was 1619 that was the birthday of our nation. Can you lay out for us why that's not true?
Well, it's very clear that when the Continental Congress approved the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, they used the phrase the United States of America for the first time. And I did a search in genealogybank.com, which is a collection, a data set of historical newspapers. And I was looking for the phrase United States, and I could not find the phrase before July 4th. You see, they began to call themselves the United Colonies around January or so, 1776. And then after July 4th, you see hundreds of references to the United States of America. So there was a clear break with the word, colonies or colonial system. And that's why July 4th is so important as the birth date of our nation. And even Samuel Adams, later on in the month of July of 1776, he's writing a letter and he refers to the colonies and he corrects himself in the letter and he says, oh, as I must now use the word states. So it was in their minds a break with the British Empire, a break with being colonies dependent on another country. And that's why the United States of America was literally born in one day on the 4th of July.
And on that day, on the 4th of July, set the stage for us, please, and for the audience. That day, who the key figures in the room, what was the occasion, what might it have been like? If you and I were there in the room, what would we have seen and heard, and what do you think the atmosphere was like, if you were to give yourself permission to kind of speculate a bit on that?
Sure. I think it would have been a very kind of solemn, but also joyous occasion. I mean, they knew the group of men that had gathered in the summer of 1776, they had heard from the Virginia delegation calling for a resolution for independence. And then they set about creating committees. John Adams, Ben Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson were assigned to write the Declaration of Independence. And Adams really loved the writing style of Thomas Jefferson. And he nominated Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence. And so Jefferson really just holed himself up in a room and he just wrote. And then Franklin and Adams edited it, and then they presented it to the rest of the Continental Congress. And there was a lot of debate. And apparently it was kind of tense for Thomas Jefferson because they were, you know, editing his words. And so Jefferson later remarked that Ben Franklin sat next to him and would nudge him and give him a joke, you know, say something witty to lighten the mood a little bit. So when they finally came to the decision and they approved the Declaration of Independence, they were both joyful, because that this is what they wanted. They really felt the country was ready for independence. But they also knew that they would be on the king's most wanted list. You know, Franklin famously said, if we don't hang together, we will all hang separately. And it really took courage to present the Declaration of Independence, because they knew that the king would look at it as a treasonous document.
Absolutely.
But for them, it was, hey, we are an independent nation, and we're going to operate that way as a united nation. And so so there was, you know, it was met with joy throughout the country. Within a few days, it was in the newspaper. And back then, you know, they didn't have big blocks of text like in headlines usually, but they did do a little larger font. And it took up the whole newspaper, because newspapers were just 4 pages back then. And it wasn't as if they interviewed Jefferson and he had commentary, or they interviewed Franklin like you would do now. They didn't. They had, you know, ads next to it. Seamstress available. You know, I'm selling cotton. I'm selling sugar, which I kind of love that the average person's economic needs are right alongside the Declaration of Independence, you know? So, and, you know, communities just would read the declaration out loud on their community town square. By the 9th of July, it had reached New York, and George Washington ordered that it be read aloud to his men. And the story goes that some of those soldiers got together and pulled down the statue of King George III. And melted the statue into musket balls. And George Washington had to issue an order saying, I understand your zeal, but we still have to have order. So he...
That might have been the first time in history where a major political figure in the United States actually speaks out against anarchy and rioting. And we shouldn't be toppling statues, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Like, he appreciated their zeal and he understood the symbolism of it, but he didn't want to run a mob. So that was really interesting. But so there was joy when people saw this. And the groundwork had really been laid through Thomas Jefferson's Common Sense. And that was published in January of 1776. And that spread like wildfire. He couldn't keep copies in print, Thomas Paine. And people were reading it. We have records that George Washington read it. He was writing about it. We have records that Abigail Adams said she was charmed by Common Sense. And Common Sense basically said, hey, this is what's wrong with the English Constitution. This is what's wrong with us being a part of England. And here's the solution. 'Tis time to part. And I think it gave people a vision of having a new nation under a new constitution. And that, you know, even Paine said that it really wasn't the design of Providence that we should be joined with England, because he put a great ocean between us, you know. You know, you really do sense. And even the newspapers were saying, hey, this has really taken hold, this idea of independence through Common Sense. So there was a groundswell. And John and Abigail Adams, if it had been up to them, they would have declared independence in 1775. And there are letters between them where they're talking about it, but they both recognize that that there wasn't enough support in 1775, but you could see that support by May and June and July of 1776.
Got it. I want to pick up on that. We've got to take a short break, Jane, but I want to pick up on that room, the atmosphere, the joy that was there amongst the people in the nation, But also I want to pick up when we come back from the break on, I mean, it must have been a heavy, because of, to your point, I mean, realizing they're about ready to commit, in the eyes of England at least, treason. And in their own eyes, I assume that they recognize that this is treasonous and we're going to break from our government and our homeland, and we're going to create our own republic. I want to talk about Providence, as you mentioned, and the role that Providence plays. I say on this program quite often that I believe that our nation, the founding documents of this nation, are divinely inspired and written by men. So I'd like to get your take on that, and what kind of, if the founders realized that, and what your thoughts are on that when we come back, if you don't mind. Sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. I'll be here with Jane Cook when we get back after this very short break. Stay with us. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie-socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I want to tell you about an organization that's endeavoring to raise $100 million. Now, that's serious money. Money that will go to grassroots organizations throughout this country that are endeavoring to save our republic from the grips of commie socialism. Save freedom in America. And you can go there to donate. Fundfreely.com/Doug. Fundfreely.com/Doug. Various amounts that you can donate. And ladies and gentlemen, look, don't let the cynics or the naysayers get to you. I know that many people ask to donate time, talent, and treasure. You know that on this program, we stand for determined prayer and determined patriotism. This is part of the determined patriotism piece. Fundfreely.com/Doug to donate to the organization that will distribute funds to grassroots organizations throughout the country. Save freedom in America. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. Hey, Lear Capital is over here now. The legacy teller of truth and where you can go for trusted information with regards to the value of gold and precious metals. Listen, the Fed is calling for a recession soon, and Administrator Biden, in my opinion, is going to have inflation at 10%. And when inflation goes up, your retirement savings go down. Ironically, in a recession, the value of gold and precious metals goes up. So you want to diversify your retirement plan with gold and precious metals. Go to LearDoug.com, LearDoug.com. Lear Capital was a legacy sponsor of the legendary Rush Limbaugh program, and now they've decided to come over here and sponsored this show, The Right Side with Doug Billings, LearDoug.com. And you can get up to $10,000 of coins based on the amount of gold you purchase over there. LearDoug.com, LearDoug.com. Get up to $10,000 of coins based on the amount of gold that you purchase at LearDoug.com. The folks at Lear Capital know what they're doing. They've given me the link. They've given you the discounts. You reap the benefits. Diversify, my friends. We're in this together, and you need to protect your retirement savings, because with Administrator Biden in control, it could all go downhill quickly. LearDoug.com. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I'm the shining example of American exceptionalism. We're not afraid to say it. America is exceptional, and we are a divinely inspired republic. I believe you've heard me, if you watch this show, you've heard me say that dozens of times. A covenant nation, a nation that was founded with the realization and the awakening, the awareness of the divine providence of God, clearly written and mentioned many times over in not only the founding documents of this republic, but in the private letters that the founders wrote between themselves and family members and loved ones. So, Jane, welcome to the program. Jane Cook, ladies and gentlemen. What's your take on that? What's your take on, as they were writing this, as they were preparing it, you know, the key players, Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, they didn't see eye to eye on everything. And there's lessons for us in America today to glean from that. But with regards to, you know, what I just said, how I believe that the Republic is divinely inspired by God and the founding documents written by men, what do you suppose the founders would have said in response to that? Were they as aware, or did they believe that, or not?
They definitely believed it. And in May of 1776, Reverend Duffield, who was a Presbyterian minister in Philadelphia, spoke to the Continental Congress. And John Adams wrote Abigail, his wife, a letter describing that sermon. And he said he felt an awe upon his mind that was not easily described. And what Duffield did is he compared the plight of the Americans to the plight of the Israelites with Pharaoh and Moses in Egypt. And he drew a parallel, as Adams described, that God had freed the Israelites from political and literal enslavement by Pharaoh in Egypt, and that this reverend was making the case that that's what God wanted to do with America. And for Adams, it was like, what is my role? What does God, what does providence want for me? What am I to be like Aaron, paving the way for a Moses? Or am I to be like Moses? And it just, he had this humility and awe on him. So that's May of 1776. And I think for Adams and the other, I don't think Jefferson was in town yet, but he had this view that, hey, if ministers are talking about independence, and if they see that this is God's design for America, then we are definitely ready. If ministers are taking up this cause as well. And I read a lot of sermons from the era when I wrote my book, Stories of Faith and Courage from the Revolutionary War. And I discovered that a lot of ministers turned to the imagery of Moses and the Israelites as inspiration of what God was trying to do with them at that time. And you see George Washington referring to providence and the justice of their cause. Providence meant God's presence, and it was a kind of God walking among his people. Right. So sometimes people try to say, oh, it just means good luck, but that's not what it meant to them. Yep. It meant God's presence.
Yep. Right on. And Jane, you're willing to agree or not, and we can, and you know, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, Jane and I, when Jane or any guest, when they come on the show, we never rehearse. We never, you know, I might ask Jane, hey, what's on your mind? What's on your heart? What would you like to cover? But we never rehearse. There's no script. This is just a conversation. And I love, so Jane, you know, I think that there is, first of all, you know, when you mentioned ministers from the pulpit, I wish more priests, pastors, and rabbis would speak patriotism from the pulpit today. I mean, we have needed that. It's been sorely missing. That's been a really, really gaping black hole in what we have lost, especially, you know, obvious over the last couple of years. But when you look back over the decades, we have really become so politically correct. And so I think and I'm not a priest or a pastor or a rabbi, but it appears to me as if they're so worried about tithing or about offending this group or that, that we can't even talk about basic morality and patriotism from the pulpit anymore without the fear of, you know, being canceled.
Right, right. I definitely see that. I mean, just some of the churches in my area, for example, I live in Northern Virginia. I wish that there was more attention and more just a recognition of God's hand in the founding of our country, that it's there. It's very obvious. I mean, you just read the sermons from that time period and you see how ministers were moved. At the end of the revolution, one minister said, "We were a nation born in a day," as it says in Isaiah. And that's how they viewed things. And even, you know, the passage from the Declaration of Independence, that we are endowed by a creator with inalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That came from John Locke. John Locke was a Puritan. He was back in the 1780s, and he was writing this philosophy. And his book that comes from is all about Adam and Eve and dominion over the earth, and how to organize government, and that, you know, this equality among men and women, even in terms of the philosophy. And so it's all rooted in a Judeo-Christian belief and philosophy that was very important to them. Our pastors, many of them have lost touch with that reality.
I agree with you. My perspective is so I'm involved with what, you know, Clay Clark and General mm-hmm. Michael Flynn have this Reawaken America tour. And we're going to be in Virginia Beach actually next week,
right?
The week after the 4th. I hope you can come out, but
yeah, we have tickets.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, hey, then let's, this is an on-air invitation. let's meet each other out there, and I'll bring you, if you want to come on back to the green room or whatever, we'll hook you up with all of that. And
all right. That sounds great.
Introduce you around. There is, because of that tour and because what I have witnessed in the audiences and among the people, and I've been to almost every one of these things, is what I called this great reawakening to the divine providence of God, this reawakening mm-hmm. to, we are a covenant nation. We are founded, inspired by God. Our documents are written by men and inspired by God. And there is this active hand of God, as you say, involved in this republic. Mm-hmm. And it's still alive. And I think that there's this great reawakening, and I see this surge of enthusiasm. And it harkens me back to what the founders did. They gathered, and I'm not saying they gathered in auditoriums with 5,000 people, but right. they gathered at local churches, and they gathered at pubs and so forth. And they right. spoke about this, and they spoke about the birth of the nation, and there was enthusiasm and passion, and providence was there. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I think we're seeing where it's a great, despite the nightmare that we're in because of the radical left and their agenda, despite that, mm-hmm. we are in the midst of the greatest reawakening of the divine providence of God, I think, since even during the time of the founders. I try real hard to rein that in, and I don't want it to sound like extreme nonsense or hopium, but I get that. I feel it. I think God is plucking people out. I'm an example. 2 years ago, I was in corporate America. Today, I'm talking to you on right. this show, and it's as if God said, hey, I need you over here to do this mm-hmm. now. So mm-hmm. I think people around the country are feeling that.
Yes, and I think it's important. Diversity, if they didn't use that word exactly, but they saw themselves as divided by different denominations within Christianity. And you see that early on, they were arguing at the Continental Congress of which minister can we bring in? Yeah. And they were like, well, I'm Presbyterian. I can't hear an Anglican. I mean, they were very, very divided, and they got over those divisions. Yeah. And, you know, Samuel Adams, who was known as the Puritan, stood up and said, I am not a bigot, you know? And so that was their source of division, was having to accept Catholics at the table and yep. Baptists, you know, and they had to get over some of their prejudices, which is what they were. And they came together. And so I think that the Reawakened Tour is a good picture of that. Patriotic Americans, you know, coming from different denominations and backgrounds, but coming together under this united desire to see America united. And that's why we're the United States of America. There has to be some unity to move forward in a healthy way.
It's a good lesson for modern day patriots as well. I think so often we get caught up in our disagreements, and instead of circling the wagons and firing outward at, you know, figuratively speaking, of course, we turn our sights inward and we fight amongst ourselves. And if there's a lesson or two to be learned from the left, they rarely do that, at least in public. They rarely do it. They support one another, and we should too. And ladies and gentlemen, since we've mentioned the Clay Clark tour, timetofreeamerica.com, I'll just give a plug to my friend Clay Clark, timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your own price to go to that event, and it's affordable. If you use the promo code right side, you can come back to the VIP meet and greet and meet Jane Cook if she wants to come back and be part of that. So ladies and gentlemen, we're up against another break. I do want to talk about on this special 4th of July edition of the program, some of the symbolism of our country, specifically the flag. Have y'all ever wondered why red, white, and blue? Was it just because the Union Jack was red, white, and blue? I mean, what was the reason behind some of the symbolism and the other effects of the birth of the American Republic? When we come back with Jane Cook right after this.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com. Stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it, for the republic. Cheers. Holy hydrogen, everybody. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker, right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes, it helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. Are you tired of corporate America lording over you the jab or mask mandates or other? Are you afraid that you might lose your job if you don't get jabbed or wear a mask? Look, I've had enough of corporate America. 2 years ago, I quit because I wanted to start this show. I spoke out against the tyranny. I was furloughed, so I started this show. Some of you don't have the ability to do your own show, but you have the ability to do other things. Tip Top Canine. TipTopCanine.com, ladies and gentlemen. You can do this if you're an animal lover, if you're a dog lover, dog training. And I'm telling you, people are making doctor money. They are making doctor money doing this kind of work. I'm not kidding. People are making upwards of $15,000 a month free from corporate America, their own boss. Head over to TipTopCanine.com. And in the form, how did you hear about us? Please put The Right Side with Doug Billings and you'll get special perks and discounts. TipTopCanine.com, ladies and gentlemen, you are key to freedom from corporate America. Believe it, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where wonder, joy, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness rain down from heaven, and they are given to you free of charge. And, you know, I think that as we talk about the founding of the Republic, it goes, I think it would be well to remind ourselves that, you know, God intends for us to be able to experience life, liberty, happiness, wonder, joy, and meaning in this world. That's all part of what he wants for us. And what a wonderful mechanism that he inspired, i.e. our Republic, to be able to pursue those things and to achieve them and to have a life that is full of those things as he intends. Aside from the Bible, which is the key inspired work of God, I do believe that our American founding documents are inspired also by God. And if we would adhere and follow and honor them and read them as intended, that we would be able to and more aptly be able to discover life, liberty, happiness, and wonder, joy, and meaning, et cetera, in our lives, if we would do that. And I think that when we juxtapose the conservative approach to that, conservative, we want to conserve the republic. We want to save and conserve our republic. I am hard-pressed to think of how the liberal, the far-left liberal, as I call them, the Communist Socialist Party, I'm hard-pressed to find out or to believe that they want to preserve and conserve the republic. I think their mantra, build back better, I think they left out on purpose the first word. And if you go to the liberal playbook on page 72, chapter 5, you'll actually see the word destroy, build back better. Now, I'm kidding about the playbook, but I think they do want to destroy, and I think they want to change and alter. And I don't think they look at the founding documents the same way, through the same lens as we conservatives do, or the founding fathers of this nation intended these documents to be. And so those are just a few of my opening thoughts to our final section here with Jane Hampton Cook. And I would just challenge you to think about that and share this 4th of July episode with your family and friends. Jane, thanks for letting me indulging in me and all of that and my diatribe about that. But I believe it in my heart. I believe that conservatives today are the stewards of this nation, the stewards of the republic. I think that the radical left wing, in the words of Barack Obama, that they want to fundamentally change or transform America. I don't think America is in need of that. What are your thoughts? Give me a quick 2-minute answer to that as far as how you view the difference between us as historical conservatives and so forth and what you think the left, the Democratic Party, if there are really Democrats left anymore, what they think of all of this.
Well, I do think that there is an effort to destroy, instead of looking at the conservatives do, we look at the founding principles and see that that has been expanded and grown over the years to the place that we are, where we've arrived. I mean, I wrote a book about suffrage, voting rights, and how that expanded, and what the colonial view was of that prior to the birth of our nation, and then how that grew and changed. And so It's really looking at, we live, it's the thing that's so frustrating for me is that never have we lived in such a time where we've worked through all the civil rights, not all of them, but we worked through so many civil rights issues, back with Martin Luther King in the 1960s. And, there was a war that abolished slavery back in the 1860s. And look at how far we've come. And there's no desire to celebrate that. It's just destroy, and there's a lack of perspective and gratitude and appreciation for how far we've come. And I think that's the big difference, is the perspective.
Yeah. Agreed.
on how we've grown. Yeah.
Agreed. Okay. So looking at the 4th of July, the birthday of our republic, born in a nation born on a day, as you said in the previous segment, and quoting from some of the founding letters and the letters of the era and the time of the day back then. Symbolism in our flag. I mean, we mentioned before the break, I did, red, white, and blue. Do you give us insights into how and why red, white, and blue? What's the symbols? What did the founders actually say and think about that?
Well, so we had a flag called the Grand Union flag, and it was 13 red and white stripes, but in the left-hand corner was a small version of the British flag. And George Washington started out flying that flag. And then in March of 1776, he was flying it in Cambridge. And the British thought that meant we still wanted to be British. So Washington realized he needed a new flag. And by 1777, on June 14, 1777, Congress gave us the new flag. And they really didn't say a whole lot about it other than alternating red and white stripes. And then a new constellation, white stars on a blue background, and that it meant union, that we were a union of stars. And so when those stars were put in a circle, no one state was better than any other. There was an equality to those stars, those 13 stars representing the 13 states. And I was really puzzled. Why didn't they tell us more about red, white, and blue on the first flag day, right? And they were really busy. I mean, they were firing a ship captain who was a, you know, poor reputation, who lacked integrity, and they were hiring John Paul Jones on that day. They were busy. And I think they were in the heat of battle and they couldn't really have full perspective on the colors of the flag. But on June 20, 1782, we had the last major battle of the Revolutionary War. We were waiting on a peace treaty, and Congress had time to reflect and gain that perspective that we were talking about, having a healthy perspective. And they decided to, when they released the Great Seal of the United States with the eagle in the center flying freely, that they gave us the meaning of the colors of the flag. And they had time to reflect. Red means valor and hardiness. They'd seen valor with John Paul Jones. Surrender, I have not yet begun to fight. They had seen the valor on the battlefield. They had seen hardiness, which means being able to withstand all seasons. They understood John Knox, you know, had been really good at that. He was the head of artillery, and he had hauled cannon in the middle of winter to help defeat the British in Boston. White means purity and innocence. George Washington talked about how you were not fighting for just your own firesides, but for the, quote, unborn millions to come, the children in their lives. Purity, were, you know, you think about integrity and loyalty, that those are pure motives. Lafayette said that he came to learn, not teach. He had a humble motive for joining the cause of freedom, unlike some of the other Frenchmen who were coming at that time, and that we don't know their names now for a reason. We know Lafayette's because of motive, right? And then blue means vigilance, perseverance, and justice. And I think about the perseverance that they had to endure year after year. It was an 8-year war. Vigilance, we think about watchfulness, watching over things. Spies, of course, come into the play when that. There was a spy that Lafayette hired. He was a slave. And he was in a unique position as a slave to go get hired by British General Lord Cornwallis at Yorktown. And he fed Lafayette information about, hey, Cornwallis is building up his fortifications. He's not leaving. And that helped Lafayette convince George Washington, why don't you come and fight Cornwallis in Virginia? I think we have a chance here. And later that slave, James Armistead, became free and he changed his name to Lafayette, James Lafayette. So we have, you know, so many people who represented those colors. And then of course, justice, that George Washington said a couple of weeks before he crossed the Delaware River, that, you know, things looked bad. He was writing a letter to his brother. I think the game is pretty near up, but I cannot help but believe we will succeed because of the justice of our cause and the cause of independence. And so those virtues, valor, hardiness, purity, innocence, vigilance, perseverance, and justice, are great virtues for us to pass along. And nobody talks about those virtues. No. And yet we can see how people are persevering right now. We see the issue of justice and how it's not being fairly applied in our judicial system right now.
Absolutely.
And so virtues support, right? All, you know, into for freedom. And I think that that's something that I've tried. I have a Substack, janehamptoncook.substack.com, on the true meaning of red, white, and blue, and some others that help hopefully give you some information and knowledge and inspiration in maybe a way that you've not heard before, that's based on the original words of our founders.
I love it. And can you give us that website or that location again, Jane?
Sure. It's janehamptoncook.substack.com. And I've started posting a lot of articles. Sometimes they are excerpts from my books, a lot of it's just patriotic content about
Jane Hampton Cook, Substack.com.
Yeah, .substack.com.
Okay, yeah. .substack.com. And is that where you want people to go, Jane? Is that the main location for you?
Sure. I post articles there, and then I have a website, janecook.com,
okay,
which has video and things like that. So
I'd like to have everybody check janecook.com out as well. Jane, we're at the end of our time. Look, I can't thank you enough for sitting down with me and providing this insight to the background of the founding of our republic, from the perspective of our founding fathers, and on this 4th of July holiday that's coming up here shortly. I wish you and your family just the best Independence Day ever. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you so much, Doug. It's great to talk with you.
And I'll see you at Virginia Beach.
That's right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be back with some other thoughts and closing remarks right after this. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, the Blaze team. Blaze.team on the web, okay? If you need a website of any size, if you need a new one, or if your current one needs to be revamped, if you need an Android or iOS application for yourself or your business, this is the team for you, the Blaze team. They can be found easily. Blaze.team. Punch it in the URL address bar of your browser and go find them. Engineers, consultants, graphic designers, graphic artists, they can develop any size of project for you, whether it's website or an Android or iOS application, whatever it may be, no project too big or too small. The Blaze team, skilled in every conceivable application of web and application development for you. In a nutshell, they can do it all, from the creation, the setup, and the all-important hosting of your website. Simply type in blaze.team in your browser and off you go. Or you can email them at reach@blaze.team. Ladies and gentlemen, they're top shelf. Trust me. Believe it. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, EMPShield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. It can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery, hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
Hi, friends. Dr. Michelle Sherwood here.
I'm Dr. Mark Sherwood.
Many people know about our clinic, but we also have a desire to help people who can't personally visit us, but still want to take steps towards better health.
Our two-week health reset is a great first step and requires no video appointments or tests.
With our health reset, you will get 28 detox shakes to provide the ideal nutritional foundation, 28 supplement packs with key nutrients, and access to daily videos where we encourage you along the two-week process.
Our health reset plan is usually $180. Now, it's just $169 with your promo code. Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer.
Take a simple step and let us guide you on the road to feel better.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Determined patriotism, a key element, of course, in what we're doing and what we've been talking about this hour or so on the show. Independence Day. What a better day to talk about and relive and what it means to be a determined patriot. In the opening segment of the show, I spoke about the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor, and what they endured, what they had to go through for simply signing the document of the Declaration of Independence. I wish you a happy Independence Day with your families, with your friends, people who you hold dear. Think back on this. This is a sacred day for us as Americans. Sacred in as much as it's the birthday of our republic, and also sacred in as much as we are a covenant nation inspired by, founded by God. And outside of the Bible, which is the primary word of God, we have three key founding documents. Our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights, inspired by God, written by men. Ladies and gentlemen, in your own way, in your own faith traditions, in your own abilities, take a moment of silence and remember the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. And may God continue to bless them. May God continue to bless the United States of America. And may we all, despite the nightmare that we're currently in, take inventory of the blessings that abound around us. Please head over to dougbillings.us, subscribe to the show, and support the conservative message that we bring you. Happy Independence Day. God bless you. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of communist socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Holy Hydrogen, everybody. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas-infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes. It helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com. Stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here, and I want to tell you about a doctor in pharmaceutical sciences, a scientist, a biologist, a pharmacist. I'm talking about Dr. Mujan Donaldson. And Dr. Donaldson is the founder of the Hair Regrowth Centers. You can find her at hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Now listen, she's the leading expert in regrowing your own hair. Her formula will stimulate your hair follicles and regrow your hair, folks. You don't have to depend on expensive and painful cosmetic surgery for hair transplants and plugs. Regenerate your own hair. It's fully approved, suited for men and women alike under the supervision of a medical doctor, and she has 100% success rates. Dr. Mujan Donaldson, hairregrowthcentersinc.com, or you can call her at 831-521-6671. Ladies and gentlemen, hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.